USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dangerous high winds are whipping up many wildfires in the Pacific Northwest. Fires throughout the western states are burning and evacuations are happening in many cities. 40 million Americans are under red flag warnings. The Creek Fire is a major disaster. Campgrounds that had been packed over Labor Day weekend caused a nightmare as campers tried to escape.
There's fire on all sides, all around us, all the roads.
Here in southern Oregon, the Alameda Fire burns out of control in the cities of Phoenix and Talent. And Washington Governor Jay Inslee says in his state, the fires are unprecedented.
There are about 100,000 people without power across the state today due to high winds and fires. And because of fires, road closures and down limbs, crews have had a hard time getting the power back up.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
There's a new round of coronavirus relief in the Senate. It's called the Skinny Bill, and it hopes to extend small business loans and extra unemployment benefits. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell claims Republicans have been fighting for months to deliver another round of relief, including the HEALS Act in July.
It would have led right to bipartisan talks, but Speaker Pelosi and the Democratic leader said no.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans called it a skinny bill, but it would be more appropriate to call it emaciated.
Shockingly, as the pain from this pandemic gets bigger and bigger, Republicans think smaller and smaller. They're moving backwards. Their proposal is completely inadequate and by every measure fails to meet the needs of the American people.
A vote on the measure is expected later this week. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 632 points, the Nasdaq down 465. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said he plans to prosecute about 1,000 people who probably double voted in the state's June primary and August runoff. He said these voters submitted a mail-in ballot and also showed up to the polls on Election Day. He called the potential double votes unacceptable. He said it's a felony to double vote in Georgia, and those people will be prosecuted. He also said his office will evaluate each case to determine whether charges will be leveled. The charge typically carries a sentence of up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $100,000. He said normally Georgia receives about 5% of votes by mail, but now it could be as high as 50%. His office said the 1,000 potential double votes weren't enough to affect the outcome of the primary or runoff elections. India may soon pass the U.S. in coronavirus cases. USA's John Hunt reports.
In just 1 month, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in India has doubled from 2 million to over 4 million. That puts the Asian giant right behind the United States as the second worst affected country in the world, and they may pass the United States within the next few days. The Indian government reported 90,800 new cases, pushing the total number to over 4,200,000. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.